My name is Judith Lee. I am 14 years old. Today is Monday, November 25th, and I'm speaking with Alex Lee, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Denver, Colorado. When did you immigrate?
I came to America in 1990, August.
Okay. And why did you immigrate?
I came first as a student to study at Colorado State University and for college.
What was the immigration process like back then? How did you come over?
I came here with the F-1 visa.
And how did you obtain it?
I applied the visa at the U.S. Embassy in South Korea, in Seoul.
And then how long did it take for it to pass through and you get your visa?
One day.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it that quick?
Yeah.
And then you got your visa.
And then I came to Colorado.
Mm-hmm. And where did you immigrate from?
From Seoul, South Korea.
What do you remember before your immigration? Like, where were you at that time?
Oh.
Yeah, were you like a student, or what year, if you were in like college?
I lived in Seoul.
Yeah, but like, were you in school, or
no,
were
I
you
was
just
working
as?
As your engineer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And why did you want to get more education in America?
Because after I graduated university in Korea, and then at the time, after graduate, I wanted to study more, but at the time, South Korea didn't have the right program for me, which is engineering combined with computer science. So I found a nice program in CSU. So I wanted to study there more.
What were you studying? What did you like? What was your major, I guess, while you're in college?
Chemical engineering.
In Seoul.
Chemical engineering.
Oh, okay. And then you went to America for computer.
No, the first time I came to the chemical engineering. And then I studied also computer science and mathematics.
Okay. So, since you've immigrated here, what was the best part that you think was better in Korea that, like, was the best part of you living in America right now?
Here is the best part?
Mm-hmm.
In here?
Yeah, like, what have you benefited from that you, like, didn't have in
Here, less stressful.
What was so stressful back in Korea?
It takes a long time to go to the workplace from the house. That is the biggest problem because we have to spend every day at least 3 hours and at the street.
Again, sure. So, it was easier. In America,
you know, everywhere is less than 30 minutes distance, walking distance, also very short. But too many people in Seoul nowadays, and from the house to the walking place is every day we take a subway, and also we have to walk. And one way is take over 1 hour, and then come back, take another 1 hour, and it seems like a waste of time in the street.
So, you know, like, we have, like, in the U.S., it's really, like, freedom, and, like, you have these rights. Did that really change when you came to the U.S.?
In my living style is about the same, because I'm not so aggressive, and I'm not so outgoing. So in terms of democratic or freedom, it's about the same in Korea and in America. Which because the Korea is a democratic country anyway.
So I know that you're on the visa, or not like right now, but like you're on the visa, and I know that has like a specific time point where you can stay and where you have to leave. So, and I know you're still living here. So when did you decide to go on like a green card or... and like why?
You know, when I finished my study and wanted to go back to South Korea, South Korea had an economically difficult situation because the government filed the bankruptcy and they started to have control on the International Monetary Fund, which means government did not have enough money to pay. So at the time, many company closed in South Korea, so I eventually did not have a place to go back. That's why major reason that I wanted to stay in America and wanted to live here.
Okay, so you tried to leave America and go back to Korea, but they had an issue in Korea, so you're stuck in America right now.
Yes, kind of
so,
stuck.
So then, were you going to plan to go back later to Korea, or did you apply for the green card to stay and forever?
You know, like, when you guys are very young, I wanted to go back whenever I have a chance, but now you guys grow up, so I established a family here. In terms of the green card, I've been working for a long time, so equally likely. You know, like government allowed me to stay here, no matter what. So I didn't have any problem for the, like, status in America until now.
So, like, you got stuck in America, and, like, right then, did you apply for your green card?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take to get the green card? Did it take a while, or?
It was a kick.
Like, a couple months, or a couple of days, weeks?
Maybe 3 months. But not everybody is in the same situation because there is many different types of immigration category. So some category takes longer, but sometimes some category takes short. My situation, my category was taking short because we have 5 different types of immigrant category. And also, another way, the other about 5 different categories. So what I'm saying is there are 2 big categories for the immigration. One is family-based immigration. The other is employment-based immigration. Only 2. Other than that, there is some type of asylum systems. But I'm not belong to asylum. I'm not belong to the family-based immigrant petition. I'm based on the employment-based immigration. So in the among employment-based immigration, there are 5 different types of categories. But my categories belong to the higher priority. So it didn't take too long time.
So you got your green card, and at that point, you were done with your education at CSU. So then you definitely studied differently what you're doing now. You're a lawyer
After that I went to the law school.
So more education.
So
why didn't you pursue your computer stuff?
Because I applied to many companies. But I looked before I graduated, I had been admitted from some company. But at the time, I wanted to go back to country, South Korea, so I
didn't take it.
And after graduate, nobody wanted to hire me. That's why, you know.
Okay, so now that you're, when you immigrated, I know that, you know, Korea, like in Korea, you spoke Korean. And now since you're in America, was it hard to learn English and like adjust to the culture here?
Culture-wise, I did not have much problem because I don't know. I'm just in the cultural-wise, you've been in South Korea, and about the same, the living style is about the same, right? The only the difference is more people in South Korea, but we have wide space here. That's big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah, I
see. So the culture-wise about the same, but English is always giving me a hard time because, you know, like pronunciation, you know, I couldn't fix my accent. That is my biggest problem, because even though I live here over 30 years now, I've become 30 years. Oh yeah, actually I lived here over 30 years now, right?
Yeah.
But still my accent is a problem because I didn't have a formal education to, you know, fix my pronunciation. Always I was like reading and writing and
Didn't take a class for English, you just like kind of learned with your professor now in Texas and like...
The language is something different and the study, academic study is different. Only if you are able to read and write, then no problem at the class. But of course there is a problem when you start to discuss something. But my major always went into the mathematics or computer science and chemical engineering. You know, it was not very much involved in for the discussion and less chance to speak out. And but when I went to that's why I don't try now.
No.
Because of my accent. And then went to the law school and then also, you know, most of the part is just writing and reading. Okay, there is trial practice, but since I couldn't fix my accent, I just try to avoid it. So I'm not saying that I'm a trial attorney right now. Most likely I'm doing all this transactional work. So I didn't have a problem so far.
So once you immigrated to America, did like people give you a hard time because you were an immigrant, or
Everyone
nice to you?
People always respect me because I'm one of highly educated person, you know that.
Yeah.
I served for a consular. South Korea and between the government and I met here like I had business with a houseman and here like senators and I went to the governor's office and they naturally understand that I'm from South Korea and then they were in position to understand me.
Okay.
So I didn't have any problem so far.
So what have you been doing while you're in America? So, like, what's your kind of moved from America timeline? So, you went to education, you were going to go back to Korea, but you couldn't, and then now you're law school, and now met mom, had kids, now living here.
Yeah.
So, are you on a green card right now?
Uh-huh.
And do you ever plan to get your citizenship?
Mommy, I'm not.
You're not? Just mom?
Mommy.
I hope she passes. But, while you're in Korea, did you ever take like a vacation or visit America before you moved here? Or did you just like go because you knew there was opportunity
there? I was in New York and a couple of times and then they come to Korea and they come back to Colorado.
So it was the purpose of you going to New York?
It was some kind of business trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my immigration is kind of different from the normal immigration.
Why?
There is two types of immigrant petition. Okay? One is a family based and the other is employment based. Family based means they are related by broad chain. So if someone is US citizen, submit the petition for their relative. But those kind of things is like a family relationship, right? And then I didn't have any family relationship in America.
Mm.
When I come here alone, government recognized me as a needed person.
Why?
Because I'm highly educated.
Oh, so you're saying that since you went to like Sweden, like you went to like a better education.
Not only for the, actually, American people, they don't know what the Seoul University, okay? But the best part is that I was recognized is my education at a Christian school in America.
Oh, so at CSU?
Uh-huh. I diligently worked and studied very hard. And then also I was invited once from the nuclear power generation to help their plant, the nuclear power generation plant. And then I refused it because at the time I thought that I returned to Korea. Okay, but I diligently worked hard and gained knowledge, and also involved in several different major, and all the major I was successful. And then those kind of things, you know, just came together, and then finally I was the higher priority person for the American government.
So since you had like a better education, since you were like more built up, do you think that's why it was easier for you to get your green card than maybe someone who didn't have as good of an education?
See, there is five different types of category. One, first category, okay, top two categories are easy to obtain the green card. One is internationally recognized person. Second category, first category is internationally recognized person, and also among that category there is different category like internationally connected companies management person, the CEO from the internationally connected person. Those kind of person is easy to obtain green card. The second category is everybody is above the master's degree, which is easy. Okay. From the third category is difficult, and the fourth category is a kind of a pastor, and the church is classified as a fourth category, and the fifth category is investors. They invest money in some project, or they purchase expensive business, and the government allow green card for them. But I was classified as the second category of a master. So it's easy at the time, but now it's getting difficult.
Why do you think that it's getting harder now than back when you immigrated here?
Last year, when Trump government came in, before that time it was easy, but after Trump government came in, it's getting difficult now. Because before, government gave green card for the qualified person, not going through the interview. Okay, just paperwork, submit the paper, they release the paper, and then issue the green card before 2017 November. Okay, but after Trump government come in, and then he declared everybody should go for the interview from November 1st last year. After that, there is many people, but they have to go for the interview, but we have limited facilities to conduct the interview. Right? So many people are on the line. That's why it takes a long time.
Also just
now. But before it was pretty quick.
Easy. Yeah. And now going back to some of the basics again, how old were you around like your age when you immigrated here?
Around 30.
30? Okay. And also what do you think was the hardest part for moving here?
Study.
Just like working hard? And
no,
like
study.
So like just studying?
Because I come here as a student visa. The study is really difficult for me because when I graduated university in Korea, we didn't have a computer.
Because it was, okay.
Yeah. But until that time, like Korea is one of the countries classified as underdeveloped country. And then I never seen the Unix computer in Korea at the time. I was a highly educated person, classified as a highly educated person among the groups in South Korea. But in my position, I couldn't see the computer. That much difficulty we have. You know, the major reason I come to America to study more, because they provide more tools in America.
Like resources, opportunities, computers.
I have seen the Unix first time at the CSU. Unix
computer. What's a Unix?
There is many different types of computer, but this one is Unix, and the, there is a personal computer, PC. Unix is a very, very powerful industrial computer. And then I'm using another computing system in South Korea, but here, even though you know, university students, they are using computer. Mm. That was the biggest part of the advantage for me. But because of those kind of things, it was difficult for me, you know, to catch up the class. And then when I was a university student in Korea, we didn't have a calculator. We have like a kind of a ruler, calculating ruler, and also there are lots of tables looking to the logarithm. Because we didn't have a personal calculator at the time.
Mm.
And then when I come to America, and everything is working with the computer, and but I never learned about the computer.
Wow. So it's just like
the study is very difficult for me. Every day I stay there, like, okay, I live in the parading hall in CSU.
Okay.
And then at the dormitory, I didn't have time to go to have a meal. The dormitory provided a meal, okay, three times a day. But I didn't have time to catch up with the time for the meal, because the cafeteria opened some time and closed some time. But the study was difficult for me. So hard.
So now, just a question about mom.
Mm.
So she's immigrated here education as well.
She come here at New York, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just a little bit, since you know a lot about immigration, since you're partly an immigration lawyer, how does, like, in mom's situation, since she's been here on like pretty long on a green card now, how are you helping her to get her citizenship?
She paid any attorney. I did everything.
So what did you do?
I attached her to the daily visa.
Wait, what?
Okay. She was here.
Uh-huh.
And then I attached her on the daily visa after marriage.
You can do that?
No.
Oh, so you married her. So you married her.
Okay, before that, I had H-1 visa,
H-1. What does that mean?
That is a visa for the specialty occupation, the people like me.
So then what did mom
have? H-1, and I attached the mommy to under my visa, which is, so mommy has H-4.
Oh, what does H-4 mean?
It's house of H-1.
Oh, so what did mom come in to the U.S. as, an H?
F-1.
F-1?
Student visa.
Okay, and so you guys attached your visa.
Okay, so I attached her on my visa.
Your visa.
Uh-huh.
So then you went in the process of getting your green card with mom?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, so then mom and you got your visas, like, while you were together.
Yeah,
you know, happy couple.
After that, she was always under me.
Oh.
Until she received her green card.
Okay, so now she has a green card, and you guys are not now on an attached green card.
She received the green card under me.
Oh, so you guys are still attached.
Until we receive the summit application, she's under me. But now, after she received the green card, no, not anymore.
Okay, and so mom has to go through the citizenship process, right?
She wants to tell me, yes.
Yeah, so
I'm going follow her as her attorney.
Oh, so you're going...
I'm going to help her.
So I know there has to be like a petition or something like that.
Application.
So then you're helping her with that,
mm-hmm.
since you're her immigration attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been doing so far? Nothing much? Or, yeah, for mom.
For mom?
For her citizenship, like...
Oh, not yet. We haven't submitted application yet, but the citizenship application process is simply easy. You know, it's simple and easy. We just pay money and then submit application, that's it, and go for the interview.
So
that's a lot easier than obtaining green card. Green card is easy.
Really?
Yeah, obtaining green card is lots of paperwork.
So, back in the day, when you immigrated here, do you think and now, like, different president back then than
well,
now.
Oh, at the time, let's see.
What president was it?
Clinton? And Clinton was there. Clinton was a president.
So then, do you think the, like, did you know about the citizenship process back then? Do you know how it was?
I never think about it because I always, you know, people been thinking that, yeah, I was going to return to Korea.
Oh.
So I never tried to obtain green card at the time.
Okay.
I never tried to have a job in America because I always
you knew
that,
you're going to go back.
I will go back to Korea. Always. Otherwise, you know, that okay, I should have taken the job, the government job at the nuclear power generation. But I was invited once, but I didn't go there.
No wonder Jenny says you lost your opportunity.
Yeah. Twice.
Oh.
And, I lost twice. After that, I was kind of recognizing both countries. One is in America and the other is South Korea. And the biggest part is when they search for a person in Colorado for the homicide case, they picked me up. I don't know how could they find me, but they have a database. And then, from that time, I worked for both countries. You know, how much I worked in detail, I cannot tell. Because I promised for both governments not to tell anybody what I have done.
That's so scary.
So I served for both countries about 13 years.
Oh, wow.
You know that when you were a child and I was working everywhere. You know that.
Okay. When I was a child, you were working with the government and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Until when I was the 13. You know the biggest event I opened up?
Oh, the Hankook K-pop film.
That is also, you know, who could, you know, sponsor the South Korea government today? Otherwise, I didn't even much.
So were you on your green card while you were doing all this government work?
Mm-hmm.
So, going back to the citizenship thing, do you think it's easier to get your citizenship now than it was when you immigrated here? Or?
It's about the same.
About the same?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
because
think
citizenship is different from the green card processing. Green card processing is more difficult.
Because it's like you going into your country now, but like citizenship, you've been living here for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the evaluation process itself is citizenship is easier than green card. Because green card means United States government wants some alien to allow permanently to live in America. So evaluation process takes longer and difficult because they always want to have the qualified person. Because after someone receives the green card, he's immediately directly connected to the citizenship. Right? So government is more careful to give someone green card than citizenship.
So then, why aren't you interested in getting your citizenship? You know you're going
to
live here a long
time.
Pay
money.
Oh, it's cheaper to be on the green card?
Green card, anyway, you have to pay, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you cannot get government fee, application fee. But as far as I'm allowed to stay here permanently, what is useful for the citizenship? There is sometimes, like, someone wanted to must receive the citizenship. For example, someone did not work in America and then wanted to receive the government benefit. Those kind of people should receive the citizenship. Otherwise, the benefit is very limited. Started to government, before it was okay for the elderly, you know, like whether someone receives a green card or citizenship, but they equally likely they give the benefit. But now, government reduce the such a fund, so like for the elderly people, person like if they wanted to receive government benefit, it's better for them to obtain the citizenship rather than green card. But my situation, I already pay the social security, and I do not expect that government will pay me like old age pension because. I have enough credit for the social security. So for my situation, that I received the citizenship was taken kindergarten. That's it.
It's like the benefits are pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, like about if someone wanted to receive like old age pension without working in America, and someone migrate from another country to here when they become older and couldn't find a job in America. In America,
it's like retirement support. Fees and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Support, you know, to them because they are classified as a low income. So government to pay money to them. But I'm not in that situation. I worked.
Mm. Yeah. So what do you think the benefits for mom are for becoming a citizen?
Social security. No, nothing.
Is that it? What's the social security thing?
Social security is every year we pay the tax. Mm. And we pay Medicaid tax and the social security tax. That goes to our account. And eventually when we become older, over 65, and then government to pay back every month.
Oh my god, up to 65?
From 65.
You're getting close.
Yeah, I'm close.
Oh, that's scary.
No,
you don't look that old, don't worry.
Half a decade. 5 years. I'm not going to retire.
You're healthy, I think.
Of course.
You don't look too old.
Yeah, I look like 40.
Well, thank you, Appa, for the interview.
So there is many different types of immigration, okay? There is 5 different types of category in employment-based. And in the employment-based, there is different classification. For example, as I said, first priority, they have like internationally committed companies, CEO, for example. And the other is the worldwide recognized person who is needed by the U.S. government, those kind of things. And the family-based also, there is 5 different categories. So altogether, there is more than 10 different types of categories in immigration. Okay? So if you're saying that, if you're asking me like immigration history, that's not a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me my life timeline, that's a lot easier to give you an answer. Immigration is very complicated. Okay?
Thank you, Appa.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. So what do you do?